Welcome, everybody, to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret back. Hey, folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness. We are still scorching here in the Batcave, but as always, we persevere. And so, for those of you who are new, come on in. And for those of you who have been here before, also, come on in, kick your feet up, get something cold to drink. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. And this week is going to be insane. Tomorrow night is, of course, the Great American Bash from Texas. Next Saturday night, it is the hottest event of the summer, SummerSlam from Detroit Rock City. Oh my gosh, this is insane. We will get to those two things today. But before we do that, this is the introduction. And in the introduction, I talk about there's something that's going on just in general in my life, or something that's going on in wrestling. And so this week I wanted to share a bit of an update on two things. One regarding the show, one just in general with my life. So with the show, last week I teased this, but I figured, you know what, I'm wanting just to come around and say this. I am going to try my utmost best, and I don't know how well this is going to go, but I'm going to try my utmost best to have it where we do an international version throughout the week. And what I mean by international version is, now, it will not be me per se. I mean, it will be my voice, but I'm going to try to use AI to generate my voice and to have me essentially doing this show, but do it in Spanish, German, in French, in Japanese. Just kind of see how that all goes. So that is the plans for right now. Also in Arabic. So I will see how this all works. So that is the good news about the show. Now, as far as the other news concerning, well, me, is that starting Monday, and I am so geeked about this. I am so excited about this. I am going to be starting my brand new job at the University of Arizona. So just excited about that. I start bright and early Monday morning. So if you are, you know, in town, if you have family members, you know, at U of A, you know, hey, we might just run into each other. So that is that. Now, will this new job impact my show? No, it won't. It's a part-time gig, so that will not really impact the show or anything else going forward. So just wanted to throw that out there as well. Right. With all that out of the way, let's get going with the main event. And in this week's main event, we are going to be previewing tomorrow night's The Great American Bash from great state of Texas, and next Saturday night, the hottest event of the summer, SummerSlam from Detroit Rock City. So let's get going on that. Give me just a second. There we go. Great American Bash. So we start with the Great American Bash tomorrow night. So pre-show is Dragon Lee, Nathan Frazer, and Leon and Valentina Faraz versus the Metaphor of Noam Dar, Oro, Mensa, Chikara, Jackson, and Lash Legend. 8-person mixed tag team match. This is going to be a really fun match, actually. That is going to be a really fun match. We have really 8 of the most exciting up-and-coming wrestlers. It's going to be fast-paced. I really believe that this is going to be just a heck of a match. Do I think that the Metaphor will win? Well, I mean, look, normally if it's a one-on-one or, you know, if it's a tag team, I don't really give any type of predictions because, frankly, I got a 50-50 chance of getting it right. But I've seen the Metaphor. I think that they are a very, very strong up-and-coming group. Next up, we start with Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus Wesley versus Mustafa Ali for the North American Championship that Dom won over Wesley. Because this is a multi-person match, I will be giving a prediction. I think they're going to keep the title on Dom. I just do. I think that I don't know what they're going to do with any of that. I don't know what they're going to do about that, but I really believe that they have something special with Dominic Mysterio. Wesley carried that title, the North American title, just proudly, and he really repped that title. And so I think that, all things considered, Wesley, I think he's on to bigger and better things. And where does that leave Mustafa Ali? I don't know. Guy cannot catch a break. And far be it from me to tell somebody what they should do with their careers. But I think that Mustafa Ali has tried. And I just don't think that he's going to ever get any traction within WWE. So maybe he goes to TNA or, Impact. Maybe Mustafa Ali goes to AEW. Maybe he goes to New Japan. Maybe he goes to NWA. But I really don't see Mustafa Ali really sticking around WWE too much longer. Right, so That is that we got Tiffany Stratton, the NXT Women's Champion, versus Thea Hale with Chase U, Chase University, in a submission match. And you know, I didn't think that either of them really had, a submission finisher in their, in their toolbox, as it were. But, I think this will still be a really good match. I really think that Thea Hale is one of the most underrated wrestlers, men or women, just cross the board. I really believe she is, destined for great things. And Tiffany Stratton, she has, she has won people over, So I really think that this is going to be just a heck of a match. Next up, you got Gallus, Mark Coffey, and Wolfgang with Joe Coffey versus the family of Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stax Lorenzo for the NXT Tag Team Championships. This is going to be a brawl. This is not going to be pretty. This isn't going to be, a mat-based technical style. This is going to be a brawl, and I'm all for that. Story, I think, could have been marinating a little bit longer. But just in terms of, a quick story to get Tony D'Angelo back to do this type, of thing, I really think that, this could be just one heck of a match. Again, it's going to be a slobber knocker, as Jim Ross would say. I really think this could be one of the matches of the night. And yes, I said matches. Next up, Gable Stevenson versus Baron Corbin. Now, this is a very interesting match. It's been reported online, various outlets, that Gable Stevenson is going to be going to some sort of amateur, competition, international competition. And so maybe this is his way of being written out for that. But in fairness, Gable Stevenson has really done not much in WWE. He's made a few appearances. Last was, about a week or two ago with NXT Underground, when he was going up against his he had interactions with his real-life brother. And so I the jury is still out on Gable Stevenson, but Baron Corbin, this is an absolute, you have to win this. I mean, if you were Baron Corbin, you are going down this new road, this new path of just no nonsense, no gimmicks, no shenanigans. I'm just me. And I'm like, okay, I am actually all in for Baron Corbin, just in general. So, I mean, neither person can really afford to lose. I'm really shocked that they would have Gable Stevenson and Baron Corbin in the same ring, but I mean, what you gonna do, I suppose. But I think this could be a, you know, I think this could be a decent match. Next up is Roxy Perez versus Blair Davenport. The story's simple. Blair Davenport has been the proverbial shark in the water, taking on and really taking out the women's division in NXT. Roxy Perez is pissed off. She's had enough, and she is going to try to defend the women's division against Blair Davenport tomorrow night. This is kind of like the previous match where neither Roxy nor Blair, I think, can really afford to lose, a match. Up until, just a couple weeks ago, I didn't know where Blair Davenport went off to. I just didn't. And Roxy, Roxy is starting to get a more, I don't say mean side, but she's getting a more, aggressive side to her. I don't know. But I think this will be another match to watch out for. And then finally, and this is the match, to watch. And that is Carmelo Hayes with Trick Williams. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this as a matter of practicality. What are they doing with Trick Williams? If he's not going to wrestle, okay, that's fine. That's fine. If he's not going to wrestle, that's fine. But I don't know what they're doing with Trick Williams. He's got the size, he's got the build, he certainly has the mic skills. That's always bothered me about Trick Williams is, well, what are you doing with Trick Williams? I don't get that. But beyond that, this is going to be a heck of a match with Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov. Just two high-powered, explosive, wrestlers, and I really think that this could be a thing. Finally, in this week's main event, we've got SummerSlam from Detroit Rock City. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. This is basically the rubber match. Each of them won a piece. You've got so that should be a good match. A lot of people are putting, not literally, but a lot of people figuratively, okay, are putting money on Cody Rhodes to win. So, see what happens with that. Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, puts his World Heavyweight Championship online against Finn Balor. And, I've seen some chatter this week of people saying that maybe this is Finn's time to win. And I'm like, I get it, I get it. But now that you have the Judgment Day as the dominant group in WWE, I don't know. Next up, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair versus Bianca Belair for the WWE Women's Championship. Because this is a triple threat match, I will pick a winner, and I'm going to say that Asuka wins the title. I think she has to pin Charlotte. She has to pin Charlotte. Why? Because she's had really kind of not so good record against Charlotte Flair throughout her career. You know, at least you know in the main roster. So I think that Asuka needs to beat Charlotte Flair. Next up, you've got Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman versus Jey Uso. Also, Solo Sikoa is in with Roman Reigns. Tribal Combat for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And recognition as Tribal Chief. Now, I do not know what Tribal Combat is. If anybody knows, I don't know. My guess is it's going to be... it's going to be another street fight match. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. I think that will be a great match. Ricochet versus Logan Paul. Two quick, high-flying people going after each other. I think it's going to be a good match as well. Gunther Walter versus Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental Championship. That's going to be a heck of a match. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. A lot of people online, social media, are speculating if this will be Ronda Rousey's last match in WWE. I'm a little skeptical of that, but it will be awesome to see those two going after each other. And finally, you have the SummerSlam Battle Royal with to be announced men in the ring. LA Knight and Sheamus are a part of this as of last night on SmackDown. So, could this be LA Knight's time finally to give him that push? We'll see. We'll see. We thought that he was going to get pushed at WrestleMania. He didn't even show up on the card at WrestleMania. We thought he was going to get Money in the Bank. He lost Money in the Bank. Now we're talking about SummerSlam, and could LA Knight be in that position? I mean, hopefully, we'll see. Before we get to Dark Side of the Ring with Adrian Adonis, very scary, very, very scary two things. One, apparently Rey Mysterio suffered an injury last night on SmackDown against Santos Escobar for the chance to face Austin Theory for the United States Championship. Shout out to Jessica Carr, who I am speaking with on Instagram. Very, very, you know, grateful to have gotten in and talked to her. But we move forward from there. So, very scary moment with Rey Mysterio. I did not see it, but I heard about it. Hope that he is going to be okay. Also, and hey, say what you want about the guy, and believe me, I have, but apparently Vince McMahon had what they're calling life-changing back surgery. I've had a number of back surgeries. they're not fun. They're not fun to be around. But hope that he heals up and goes from there. Right, very quickly, Dark Side of the Ring, Adrian Adonis. It was really interesting talking about Adrian going from this tough, you know, bad A, you know, New York wrestler to this, this caricature of a gay man, you know, in the 1980s, and the whole, you know, the whole, you know, taboo with that. And I, you know, I mean, of course that was a Vince-ism. I don't know why, but of course that was a Vince-ism. But good on Adrian Adonis. I don't agree with the character, okay? I don't agree with how that came about, but I do appreciate that Adrian said, you know what? I'm going to make this work. I'm going to take one of the worst ideas I've ever heard in my entire life, and I'm going to make this work. And he made it work. Unfortunately, you know, he got caught up with cocaine. Fortunately, it sounded like he, you know, got clean, lost quite a bit of weight, tried to rebuild his career. Unfortunately, he passed away up in Canada, driving, you know, on the road. And so, yeah, that was really sad to you know, to see that. Anyway, there is that. All right. Well, folks, I'm going to sign off now. And I will talk to you guys next Saturday. We'll recap Great American Bash and go through the SummerSlam event from Detroit, and we'll go from there. I will do a little bit more deeper dive into Adrian Adonis, and I will go through, I believe the next one up is Abdullah the Butcher. So we will get to all that in the next week or two with the show. So until then, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.